This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We turn to Hawaii, where a terrifying multi-day crime spree in a remote paradise has come to an end with a suspect behind bars. A 36-year-old man has been hit with a mountain of criminal charges following the brutal murders of three elderly men on the Big Island. The suspect, Jacob Baker of Pahoa, Hawaii, was apprehended by law enforcement following an intensive manhunt involving both state and federal authorities, who had warned the public that Baker was armed and extremely dangerous. On Sunday, officials announced that Baker faces one count of first-degree murder and three counts of second-degree murder, alongside a list of other offenses. He is currently being held without bond. During a news conference, Hawaii Police Chief Reid Mahuna detailed the extensive charges leveled against the suspect.
Hawaii Police Department officers received information that the possible suspect had been observed hiding within a grassy area in a field. Witnesses reported observing the male party ducking down as passing traffic approached. Investigators subsequently obtained video surveillance footage that corroborated these observations. The surveillance footage also captured the suspect fleeing from the initial property onto an adjacent property.
Those severe charges stem from a series of gruesome killings that occurred over a span of just 2 days in a remote rural part of Pahoa. Police have identified the victims as 69-year-old Robert Shine, 69-year-old John Karsh, and a 79-year-old man whose name has not yet been formally released. All three men were found dead at separate residences. Robert Shine's body was discovered by investigators partially submerged in a cement pond. Just a few hundred feet away from that location, officers discovered the deceased 79-year-old victim. The third victim, John Karsh, was found dead at a property located roughly 19 miles away. Baker's run from the law ended in Kalapana, approximately 10 miles from Pahoa, after sharp-eyed witnesses noticed suspicious activity in a vacant lot. Police Chief Reid Mahuna explained how surveillance footage and citizen reports directly led to Baker's capture.
The suspect, Jacob Baker, at this time has been arrested for the following offenses: murder in the second degree, burglary in the first degree, unauthorized control of a propelled vehicle in the first degree, theft in the first degree, criminal property damage in the fourth degree, theft in the fourth degree, and unauthorized entry into a motor vehicle in the first degree.
Chief Mahuna revealed that tactical teams ultimately discovered Baker hiding in a small cave located on a property adjacent to the vacant lot. While the arrest brought immediate relief to the local community, many questions remain unanswered. The police chief noted that investigators have not yet established a clear motive for the rampage, and so far, no known connections have been found between the three elderly victims other than the fact that two of them happened to live near one another. More crime and justice news after this. A quiet Sunday afternoon in the city of Sandy, Oregon, shattered into chaos and unbelievable tragedy. Just before 4 o'clock, officers with the Sandy Police Department and the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office sped to the 39,000 block of Evans Street for a call of domestic disturbance with reports of an active shooting. But as soon as first responders arrived at the scene, the situation escalated from dangerous to deadly. Gunfire instantly erupted. Officers returned fire, but in the exchange, Sandy Police Officer Garrett Thornton was struck multiple times. As a massive tactical response descended on the neighborhood, a life flight helicopter rushed Officer Thornton to a nearby hospital. Here is Sandy Police Chief Patrick Husky with an update on his officer's condition, along with a grim revelation about what first responders discovered at the scene.
The officer is in stable condition, and I'm extremely thankful that I can tell you that they are expected to survive. There are multiple victims deceased at this time.
While medics fought to save Officer Thornton, heavily armed tactical teams surrounded the house. Inside was 38-year-old Brian Andrew Moore, who had barricaded himself inside the residence. For nearby neighbors, Sunday evening became a nightmare of sirens, floodlights, and a strict shelter-in-place order as negotiators worked to make contact. The standoff stretched on for hours, paralyzing the community as law enforcement agencies from across the region rushed in to secure the perimeter. Finally, as the sun went down, the tension broke. Chief Husky detailed how the agonizing standoff finally came to a close.
The suspect is in custody. Just before 8 p.m., they surrendered to law enforcement. There was no incident. He surrendered peacefully. There is no ongoing community threat. Everything is safe at this time.
Moore is now sitting in the Clackamas County Jail facing a mountain of charges, including 3 counts of second-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree kidnapping, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. During Moore's first court appearance on Monday, a judge ordered him held without bail until his next court appearance in a week. As the police tape comes down, the sheer scale of this domestic tragedy is coming into devastating focus. Friends say Moore had been in a relationship with one of the victims, 37-year-old Jenna Mary Overson, for more than a decade, but the two were planning to separate. Moore is also accused of killing Jenna's mother, 70-year-old Mary Beth Overson. But perhaps the most heartbreaking detail emerging from this horrific event is the death of 16-year-old Coben McClure. The Sandy High School freshman was a family friend who reportedly lost his life trying to shield Jenna's 3 young sons from the gunfire. His classmates are remembering him today as a bold, responsible, and incredibly brave young man. Sandy Mayor Kathleen Walker is urging the public to support the grieving families and the first responders, calling this an unimaginable loss that has shaken the city to its core. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.